Today, it is the first of the month, and millions find themselves in need of money. Thanks to a massive federal rescue package, businesses big and small, and almost every American, will soon see stimulus payments. Coin6 News anchor Emily Burris stops by with some great insight as to how much money we're talking about, how you can get your hands on it, and how you can keep it. It is Wednesday, April 1st, and this is the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Good morning, Emily. Thanks for spending some time with me today.
Hey, good morning, Ian. Happy to be with you.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues to worsen, so does the damage to our economy. More people are growing concerned about their finances, and we've known for about a week now that some relief is on the way, but it's not as easy as saying that the check is in the mail.
Absolutely. We have already seen some early numbers indicating that a lot of Americans are feeling some financial hardship right now. Of course, we saw last month in March, nearly 3.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits in just 1 week, and that was five times the previous record. There are a lot of people in multiple industries that are desperately in need of some economic relief, and all of that is kind of compounding this week because, of course, it's the first of the month, so rent is due for people and businesses right now.
So, Emily, who did you talk to Wednesday morning?
So, Wednesday morning, we spoke with Danielle Kane. She is the Oregon State Director of the Better Business Bureau, our chapter here in the Northwest, and we wanted to catch up with her on all of the latest relief that is now working its way towards Americans through that historic stimulus package that we saw lawmakers pass and the president sign. There's a few different pieces to this stimulus package. There's direct relief for every American. There's also relief for small businesses and some additional relief for larger companies as well.
So let's start with that direct relief because I think that's what most people are interested in. And I think it's what got most people's attention when the stimulus package was passed. Can you explain the steps people need to take to get their money and how much are we actually talking about here?
So for Americans right now, getting a direct stimulus check, all of this is still kind of in the works. Hopefully, the goal is that people will see this money sometime in the next few weeks. We would be seeing one-time payments of $1,200 to each American and about $500 for every child. I think the average American household is supposed to receive somewhere around $3,000. And of course, those limits do change once you get above a certain income threshold. For most Americans, the IRS is going to be able to directly deposit this into your account. So if you filed your taxes and opted for a direct deposit refund from the IRS in the last couple of years, they should have that information on file and be able to send this money to you directly that way to get it right into the accounts that you have used for your tax refunds in the past. If you haven't done that, they're going to be putting checks in the mail. So that's the one piece that people can follow up on if they're really concerned about making sure this money gets to the right place. Keep an eye on communication from the IRS and go to the IRS website directly as well to make sure that your mailing address is correct and you can follow up with them if you're not receiving that check in the mail.
No matter which way you choose, either the check's coming in the mail or it's being direct deposited, people don't have to do anything, correct?
In essence, yes. Essentially, yes.
Emily, of course, anytime there's money to be had, there are people looking to steal it. As the representative for the Better Business Bureau, did Danielle say they've already seen some scams, people trying to get this money?
They are warning American consumers to be really wary of new scams. You hate to see people trying to take advantage of others in a time like this, but that is exactly what they're worried about. Bottom line, there's no middleman that's going to be necessary to get you this money. If you see anyone reaching out under the premise of getting you your check faster, or if you see something that looks like a business that's designed to get you your check, or if anyone is reaching out to you saying they need a processing fee to process that money and get it into your account, Danielle says that is a clear indication, that is a red flag that someone is trying to scam you. Do not give them personal information. Do not give them access to your bank account. And if you're feeling uneasy or you have any questions about anything, reach out to the IRS. You want to contact them directly to get those answers.
Emily, a lot of small businesses are hurting pretty bad during this pandemic, having to temporarily close or, in worst case scenarios, consider shutting down completely. What assistance is available for them in this stimulus package?
Well, a big part of this was these loans. And a big chunk of those loans are designed to be given directly to small businesses. So keep in mind, if you apply for these federal loans and you're able to keep your workers employed, keep your business running, and keep those paychecks coming out, you may actually qualify for loan forgiveness down the road.
Is there assistance in this stimulus package for large businesses as well?
Yes, there is some relief here too for some of those larger industries and businesses. And we did see this as a point of contention as lawmakers were debating the stimulus package. Some did not want to see relief going directly to some of these larger companies. But the fact of the matter is these large companies are making up a huge part of the American economy. They employ a lot of American workers.
With this crisis, there's been a lot of people laid off. How do people who are unemployed benefit from the stimulus plan?
Ian, yeah, we saw five times the amount of Americans apply for unemployment in just 1 week during March. That was five times the record set back in 1982. And keep in mind, that was just during that 1 week of March. We could see these numbers continue to rise as we all continue to stay socially distant, and that has a really tough impact on a lot of areas of our economy. This stimulus package is hugely helpful to some of those people who have already been laid off from their jobs. About $600 per week unemployed workers can now get. And to put that in perspective, when you look at some of the relief that was given during the Great Recession, we saw about 25 additional dollars on unemployment checks. So compare that 25 compared to 600. You know, the government knows that this is really going to be devastating for a lot of American families. The eligibility requirements vary state to state, and it also depends on whether you were self-employed, whether you were a part-time worker, whether you were an independent contractor, and kind of the situation in which you were laid off or furloughed or what your company's going through right now. It also includes some benefits for people who are unable to work right now because of a COVID-19 diagnosis, whether you were diagnosed or someone in your immediate household and you're now having to stay home and take care of them. The biggest takeaway here is that there is help available now. It's in the pipeline.
Thank you very much, Emily.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Stay healthy.
You too, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Ian.
Also today, in response to the pandemic, Oregon Governor Kate Brown banned commercial rental evictions for at least the next 90 days and made it illegal for residential landlords to collect late fees from tenants. And for the first time since World War II, the All England Lawn and Tennis Club has announced this year's Wimbledon tennis tournament has been canceled due to the coronavirus. That will do it for me today. I'm Ian Costello for the COIN Podcast Network. Stay safe, stay home if you can, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the COIN 6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.